The Criminal Podcast focuses on stories of people who have done wrong, been wronged, or gotten caught somewhere in the middle. The 50th episode is checking in with some of the show's most memorable guests. Criminals recorded here at WUNC. Host Phoebe Judge joins me now. Hello, Phoebe.
Hi, Eric.
Over the past 2.5 years, the show has covered so many topics. How did you decide which episodes to highlight?
Well, we just asked the listeners who they were most interested in hearing from again. I have to say I was a little bit biased. I was very happy we heard about so many of the guests that we did because I wanted to check in on them too. But we put it out there and overwhelmingly 3 or 4 stories kept coming up.
Well, your story about a California man who stopped crime in his neighborhood by putting up a Buddha statue on the street was a big hit. I understand you checked back in with Dan Stevenson. What'd you find out?
Well, Dan Stevenson a few years ago was so annoyed by the amount of garbage and crime in his neighborhood. He said, this is a Hail Mary. I'm going to put up this Buddha statue. Crime went down remarkably. Crime is still down. It has gone up a little bit, but it's still much better than when he first put the Buddha statue up. The really interesting thing is that the number of people who continue to visit the Buddha has climbed dramatically. And Dan says that at least 4 or 5 times a week, people are knocking on his door to thank him, to bring him offerings. He's bombarded by people who are just so grateful for this Buddha.
I remember the story you did just down the road about the Hillsborough police officer and his canine companions. Officer Scott Foster had 2 police dogs, didn't he?
He did. He had his old police dog, whose name was Talon, who had been with him for a long time, for a decade, and the brand new police dog, Vader. Talon had to be retired, and Scott Foster was just completely heartbroken over the fact that his old dog, his old partner, Talon, would now have to see Vader get into the police car with him and drive away. He didn't know what to do about it. But what he thought when we talked to him first, he said, if I could get a bigger house where I could make sure that Talon had a space where he wouldn't have to see Vader drive away, that would be perfect.
Well, what'd you find out when you reconnected with Officer Foster?
Well, he has a bigger house. He's bought this brand new house outside of Hillsborough, which has 4 or 5 acres with a creek because Talon loves to swim. And now he's able to have 2 kennels so the dogs can stay separate. And Talon doesn't have to have his feelings hurt when Vader goes off to work.
And what about end-of-life advocate Fran Schindler? She was the subject of your 17th episode?
Yes, that episode was called Final Exit. Fran was someone a number of people asked about. She was a nurse for most of her life. When she retired, she began volunteering for an organization called the Final Exit Network. What this network does is provide guides who will come to your home and help provide education and a moral support for those that are trying to take their own lives. Assisted suicide in some way. Fran feels very passionately about doing this, has been at the bedsides of dozens of people who have taken their own lives. And because of this work, she has garnered a lot of attention, not only from the media, but also from, she's worried about the FBI, you know, because there are ways in which some of this could be thought of as illegal, though Fran provides no actual direct assistance. So people wanted to know what was going on with Fran. When we checked in with her, she has had a little bit of trouble. The state of Minnesota had a legal decision against the Final Exit Network saying that they could no longer really work in the state. So Fran is now continuing to travel around the country. But when people need her help in Minnesota, they come to her and she provides the resources here, gives the information, and then they go back to Minnesota. So she's 78 years old. She's doing very well. She's still continuing to travel all over the country. And when we spoke, she had been at close to 40 people's sides as they took their own lives.
Phoebe, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Phoebe Judge is the host of Criminal. It's a podcast recorded here at WUNC. You can hear the 50th episode of Criminal at WUNC.org.